Well, hello and welcome as we take a look at two events as far as betting on tournament golf around the world this week is concerned. We'll start with the American Express Championship being played in La Quinta in California, a tournament that's gone under a series of names over the last many years, actually. It was the Bob Hope and it's been a number of other names. Last year it was just purely the Desert Championship, but of course they've been able to get American Express on board as a sponsor now, and that's good for the tournament. And we'll also take a look at the Abu Dhabi Championship on the European Tour being played in Abu Dhabi in the Middle East, obviously. But we'll start first with the American Express Championship being played at the Stadium Course in La Quinta. Ricky Fowler will probably start the favourite because he's one of the, if not the leading world-ranked player in the field. Not a particularly strong field as far as leading world-ranked players are concerned, but Ricky Fowler will probably be the favourite because of that high ranking. He hasn't played here often, though, I've got to say. It's been several years since he's played here, and he's only played the event on a couple of occasions. He hasn't done really well when he has, so there's a bit of a question mark about Ricky Fowler, and I suppose given the fact that he's at $12 as the favourite for the tournament in most betting agencies' eyes, tells the story of a field that's very evenly matched. No real standout as far as a potential winner is concerned. So there is a question mark over Ricky Fowler. The Korean golfer Sung Jae-im has been just so brilliant following his rookie year on the PGA Tour last season. He was Rookie of the Year. He was 12th in this event last year, a pretty good debut in this tournament last year. He's at $17, as we know. He's been in pretty good form of late. He had a pretty good week in Hawaii. And I expect him to do very well this week. He's at $17 also. So, as I mentioned earlier, there's some good value about some of these players who really are potentially a chance to do very well in the tournament. Scottie Scheffler is a rookie on the PGA Tour this season. He's playing very well. He's already had three top tens since gaining his card via the Korn Ferry Tour last year. And so just in the last few months, the few events that he's played, he's had three top tens already. He's in a very impressive player. He won two or three events on the Korn Ferry Tour last year. He's at $29. I expect him to do very well. And at $29, those are rather attractive odds for Scottie Scheffler. Charles Howell III, a lot of good finishes here over the years, a lot of solid finishes here, including a runner-up finish in 2013. He was 12th last week at the Sony Open. So he's playing well at the moment, and he does have a reasonably good record on this golf course at $31. Is Charles Howell III. Jason Kokrak at $41. He had a lot of good finishes towards the end of last year on the PGA Tour. He was 8th at his last start at the HSBC Champions Tournament in Italy some time ago. But provided he's reasonably tournament fit, then he's got to be a good chance to do well again. He's been 18th and 8th at his last two starts here. Not bad finishes on this golf course. And as I said earlier, given the relatively weak nature of this field, in terms of world-ranking players, and Jason Kokrak at $41, I think is good value. Taylor Gooch finished fourth in this event last year. Perhaps not a logical pick, but I've got to say, when you look at his form, he finished fourth in this event last year and then went on to finish third the following week at Torrey Pines. He's been average since, but he's made a lot of cuts. He's made 11 of his last 13 cuts on the PGA Tour. So I think he's pretty good outside value as Taylor Gooch at $101. And I think we've got to give the Australian Cameron Davis some sort of a chance this week. He was ninth last week, his best ever finish on the PGA Tour in the season and a bit that he's had on the PGA Tour. He was third at the Australian PGA Championship at the start prior to that. So he's found some nice form, Cameron Davis. He discussed last week in one of the post-round press conferences that he's really decided to play his own game rather than trying to emulate other players on the PGA Tour. He's a naturally gifted player, and if he can stick to that policy, then I think he's got a good chance. He finished 28th in this event last year. So at $151, he's probably worth some sort of a consideration for a speculative bet, is Cameron Davis, former Australian Open champion. He was also an Australian amateur champion and a world amateur champion. So he's got the credentials, and at some stage he'll be winning on the PGA Tour. Whether it can be this week remains to be seen, but I think he's worth a few dollars at $151 to win the tournament. The Australians in the event, other than Cameron Davis, are Aaron Baddeley, Greg Chalmers, Cameron Percy, Ryan Gibson, and John Sandon. So that's the Americans Express Championship being played in La Quinta in California. Once again, running through those players, Ricky Fowler, the favourite at $12, although he hasn't played this event often and has not done well when he has. Sung J.M., 12th last year in his debut. He's at $17. Scotty Scheffler's at $29, a rookie, but playing very well in his rookie season since the new season started back in October. Charles Howell is at $31. Jason Kokrad at $41. Cameron Davis at $151. And the other player that I mentioned, Taylor Gooch, at $101. So that's the American Express Championship getting underway Thursday in California. Let's move to the Middle East. The European Tour begins its Middle East swing. They play in Abu Dhabi this week, the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. Louis Oosthuizen, again, there's some good value in this tournament, I've got to say. Louis Oosthuizen will be starting as one of the favourites, but when you consider that he's at $15 in most of the betting agencies, he was fourth in this event last year. He was second at the Australian Open at his second-to-last start, and of course last week at the South African Open, he did finish second. He was well in contention. In fact, he looked the likely winner until Brandon Grace threw a round of 62 at him at the last moment. But Louis Oosthuizen at $15, I think those are good odds for him. As indeed is the $19 about Shane Lowry, who was second last week. After several weeks off, he came back. He's defending champion here in Abu Dhabi. And following up that very good tournament last week, then I think he's got a very good chance, Shane Lowry, after a very good tournament last week in South Africa. Tommy Fleetwood, he's been a two-time winner of this event. And although he hasn't played since finishing runner-up in Dubai in November, he's certainly one of the better players in the field. He's at $10 admittedly, so relatively short odds, although a winner at $10 is not a bad collect if you're able to get it. And as a two-time winner of the event and one of the class players in the field, he's got to be given some sort of a consideration. And one for longer odds, I think, is Pablo Larrabal, who won his last start when he won the Alfred Dunhill Championship in South Africa a few weeks ago. He's a previous winner here. He's also finished sixth last year. He was second in 2017, Pablo Larrabal. So at $67, I think those are really good odds for a guy that won at his last start and has been a previous winner on this golf course. The Australians in the event are Jason Scrivener, Lucas Herbert, Wade Ormsby, Scotty Hind, and Zach Murray gets his first start as a European Tour card holder. Of course, he got his card via the Australasian Tour money list. He finished second on the order of merit there, and as a result of being the leading player not otherwise exempt for the European Tour, he gets a card to play on the European Tour in 2020. Jason Scrivener, of course, played well before withdrawing from the Australian PGA Championship 3 weeks or so ago. He's had a great season last year on the European Tour, his best ever season. The likes of Lucas Herbert, Wade Ormsby, a winner last week in Hong Kong. He was third at the Australian PGA. So like Jason Scrivener, he's in pretty good form. And probably if you're looking to be the leading Australian, either one of those two players may well be it. So that is the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. Louis Oosthuizen at $15, Shane Lowry at $19, Tommy Fleetwood at $10, and Pablo Larrabal at $67. My selections for the tournament that gets underway on Thursday. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.